Of Mishneh Brura Yaimi is Simen Reish Mem Beis. We're in the middle of Sif Aleph, and we're learning about melachos that are permitted for one to start on Erev Shabbos when they automatically are nigmar, are finished on Shabbos. And we're up to the case of the Hamegis B'Kedera. We were talking about stirring the pot that was put on the fire and dyes were put in a big, huge vat. Now he's talking about stirring a pot of food. Afil eina ala esh, even if it's not on the fire, if it's not fully cooked, chayiv mishum mevashel. You're going to be chayiv for bishul. So when you stir it, you're hurrying it up. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura. Da al yidei sikat and vav, da al yidei hagasa b'kedera, stirring it in the pot that's rotachas, that's hot. It speeds it up, and it's in the Kli Rishon, so that is going to be Bishul Dairaisa. Let's continue on in the Shulchan Aruch. Umutter lefros mitzudos chaya ba'ofos v'dogim v'heim nitzodim b'shabbos. You're also allowed to spread out nets to catch wild animals, birds, fish. Mr. Shem on the Tiyul catch some fish. V'heim nitzodim b'shabbos. And they will get caught in your net on Shabbos. That's okay. Look at the Mishnah Brura. Mitzudos chaya, spreading out the nets to do. What would be the melacha if you did it on Shabbos? Anyone? Seida, correct. Seida. Now let's trap an animal on Shabbos. It's melacha. Ube Shabbos imu osekein. On Shabbos if he does it. Now listen to what he says here. Ube Shas prisaso. And at the moment that he spreads it out, Nichnas ha-chayel, the chayel comes into it. Then he's chayev mishum seida. Then he's chayev for seida, which is very interesting. What happens if what happens if you spread it out Shabbos morning and it doesn't go into the net right away? I mean, you don't catch it right away with the net. So it sounds like in the Mishnah Brura you want to be chayev for that. So we're going to see later on that scenario is only an issur d'rabbanan, because there's a shita ha-tosfos that hold that to be chayiv, you have to actively catch it. So it's only if immediately when you take a fishing rod and you catch it, or you take a net and you scoop up the fish, or you have the net right there, and while the net is being put out, you catch the animal. That's when you'll be chayiv d'ori raisa. Okay. It could also be that the Chazanish says that in order to be chayiv d'ori raisa, you have to be holding a mamash in your hand. Okay. Let's continue on to the next case. In the Shulchan Aruch, Umutter Limkor La'ina Yehudi Ulatino Samuch Lechashecha Uvilvad Sheyetze Mipesach Beiso Miba'od Yom. Now we can, it says you can go ahead and you can sell items to a non-Jew, and you can even load up the items, load up the merchandise to the non-Jew on Erev Shabbos, uvilvad sheyetze mipesach beso, as long as the non-Jew leaves the Jew's premises, you know what premises is? Premises is property, miba'od yom, when it is still day, when it is not yet Shabbos. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura. Uvilvad sheyetze, this is only if the non-Jew leaves the house before Shabbos, after he sold the merchandise. Rotalomar, this is to say, the ein shahus lezeh, if there's not enough time for the non-Jew to leave the house before Shabbos with the goods, it's so close to Shabbos. Oh, she'eni yodim masne imo, or the non-Jew tells him that he's going to the yikach mimenu b'Shabbos. Basically, when he buys it, he says, no, "I'm not taking it out till later on Shabbos." Afa machira aser, even the actual selling it on Erev Shabbos is aser. It's aser to sell it to him so that he'll take it out on Shabbos. What's the problem? Why does he have to be taken out off his premises of Miba'od Yom? So those who were earlier Yomi guys, right when we started in Hilchos Shabbos, we know, look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Tes, Kedei Shelo Yenireh, so it doesn't appear, Sheha Yisrael Tzivo Lo Tzio Lachutz. Does it look like the Jew commanded the non-Jew to take it out and do Melacha of Hotzah on Shabbos, which would be Amira La'akum, is an Issa D'Rabbanan. The Yesh O Tam Lazeh. There's another reason that it's aser. Shelo yavshid was Yisrael, and there shouldn't be choshek to Yisrael, shemachaloi b'Shabbos. Oh, Mishkanam, the Yada. It shouldn't be Chayshesh that there was actually a business deal done on Shabbos itself. If he takes it out on Shabbos, there'll be Chayshesh that you did a Mechira. This is the halachas of Marisayan. They'll think that you went ahead and actually sold it. These are both Maris Ayin. One is a Maris Ayin of Amir La'akum, and this is a Maris Ayin that you were doing business dealings on Shabbos. Mishkinam biyado, you gave it to him as a mashkon, but you took a loan. Ulatam Zeh, he says, if you go with the second reason, then it's usher, it's going to be usher to do this, meaning when he's going to take it out on Shabbos, afilu bi'ir hamukefas choma, even if it's in a city that's surrounded by a wall, or makom sheyesh erev, but with an erev. Let's say you're in a town with an erev. So if you go with the first reason, there's no problem. The guy can take the merchandise out of their house. There's no hotzah. There's no issur. There's an erev. But if you go with the second reason, that the chayshesh, that the non-Jew and the Jew did business on Shabbos, that's an issur of doing business on Shabbos. Anyone know what the issur of doing business on Shabbos is a gzeira from? A gzeira? It's a gzeira shema you're going to write on Shabbos. It's also to do business deals on Shabbos. Let's continue on. Continuing on the Mishnah Brura, v'chein hiskimu achronim, and so to the achronim, all seem to agree, or most of the achronim seem to agree. The b'inyaneinu le'yemachira, respect to our issue here with respect to selling merchandise, v'chein hiskiras, or even renting out ezechepet a certain item. V'adai di'esh lahachmir, you should be machmir, even afilu b'mukefas choma, v'ayne yudid barsham, even if it's in a city where it's surrounded by walls and the non-Jew lives there, he's not going to take it out into just a rabbin. Still, you should be machmir for the non-Jew to take it out when it is still day, because of the second reason that there will be chayshesh, that there was business dealings going on Shabbos. Back to the Ramah. The yesh matirin sheyotzi ha'ene yehudi b'shabbos. There are those that are matir, that allow the non-Jew to take it out of the house on Shabbos, im yicheid lo ha'ene Yehudi makom mibo'od yom v'es Yisrael. If there was a designated place for the non-Jew, the Jew said to the non-Jew before Shabbos, this is your makom to put your stuff. This is your makom. Im yicheid im makom. But he says, the Rama, you shouldn't rely on this, the yesh lahachmir. You should be machmir not to follow this opinion. V'ayin lakam and simen shil chafei. Look at the Mishnah Brura, sif katan yud, if there was a designation of a makom before Shabbos for the non-Jew to put his stuff, there are some that allow the non-Jew to go and take it out from that spot after Shabbos. So you give him some merchandise, where, and he puts it in a spot that you designated for him as his spot in the house. Then he can come after and take it from the house on Shabbos. Why is that okay? Svarasam, the svara for this is, says if it's already in the non-Jew's house, even though it's in the Jew's house, because he designated a space for him, a spot for him. He says, V'yesh la'achmir, sif katan yud aleph, k'dei shelo la'hagi la'ene Yehudi, so that the non-Jew does not become accustomed to taking stuff out of the Jew's house. Because if he becomes accustomed to taking it out of the Jew's house, he'll take it out of the Jew's house even if there was no yichud makom. Hayein ba'achronim she'eskimu d'midina. There are others, the achronim say that even more you should be machmir, not just because the non-Jew will become accustomed to taking out from the Jew's house on Shabbos, but because really, Meikar Adin, you shouldn't be making like this. Why? The Kaimalang that we hold later on in Siman Tav Mem, Gam Gabe Chametz, even by Chametz, anyone learn Psachim, the Lo Mahani Biyichet Lo Makom. It doesn't help if you just miyached and set aside a makom for the non-Jew. The halacha is that if you have Chametz, you have your own Chametz in a non-Jew's house on Shabbos, okay, where the non-Jew has the achrayas for it, yeah, the non-Jew has the achrayas for it, or the other way around. Let's say you have a non-Jew's chametz in your house, where you have the achrayas for it. You're going to be chayif v'ayirah v'ayamatzeh. But what if it's in the non-Jew's house? Then you're not chayif. So, will yicheid makom help for that? So the halacha is that yicheid makom will not help for that. Okay? So you see that yicheid makom doesn't work because it lo mahani b'yicheid lo makom. Gam daro asavar sheyisrael tzido lo tziyah. And also, you know why it's not good? Not only because yicheid makom is a problem, but also because someone who sees will think that the Jew told an Andrew to take it out. Therefore, you should not be makel. Ella, when could you be makel with Yichay Makom? If there is a substantial financial loss, then you could be makel with the Shita of the Ramah. Even though the Ramah says Yesh Lahachmir, the Achronim say Shvi Machmir, Meikera Din. Continuing on, the Ma'ini Yehudi Alam, he's a tough guy, he's a brute, he's a strong man, he might get violent. Yesh Lahatir Afilu Belo Yichay Lo Makom. You can allow the Nandri to take it out of your house even without being Yachay Makom. Because in such a scenario, the Chachamim were not Goyzer. Kasav Oilas Tamid, the Oilas Tamid holds as follows. Nira, Dim Hiskir is a Cheder Leine Yehudi Bapruta Al Meshach Yom HaShabbos, then Ein Lahach Mir Klal. So comes the Oilas Tamid and says, although you should be Machmir with Yiched Lo Makom, if you go ahead and rent out a room in your house to the non-Jew before Shabbos, then for the Shabbos, then ain lach meklal, and the non-Jew can take it out on Shabbos. I ain't shem. However, aval magen Avram ushar achronim kasu daafilu b'schirus. Even when renting out the property, ain l'smoch lahakel. You should not be makel again unless there's great substantial financial loss. Hefsei Gadol. Sif Beis. Umutar litain the gadav lechayves ein a Yehudi the oirais leavdon. It is permissible to give clothing to a dry cleaner, to a laundromat. The old days they used to have laundromats. You know what a laundromat is? You give your laundry and they do the laundry for you. To a non-Jewish laundromat. The oirais leavdon, or skins to a tanner. What's a tanner? Not a tenor, singer. Perish ha'uman shema'aved u'masakin oros. It's the person who goes ahead and tans the leather. He's an uman. He's a craftsman that goes ahead and prepares leather from the skins. So you're allowed to give it to this non-Jewish laundromat, and a tanner. Samuch ha'chashecha. Even if he's a non-Jew, close to Shabbos. When are you allowed to do this? This is the halacha, that we did it earlier before the Halak of Landau High came and took on Yaimi. This is the halacha that there's no problem of Amir Lahakum. Let's look what it says. Im katzatz lo damim. If there was a set price for the job. Oh, yeah, if there was a set price for the job, you give it to someone to do a job for you. You can give it to him even right before Shabbos. As long as the non-Jew does not have to do it on Shabbos, if he's paid for the job, as opposed to being a worker for you, being paid by the day or by the hour, it's going to be okay. What's the difference? If he's a day worker, then he's working for you. And therefore it's Amir La'akum, because the non-Jew is doing Malacha for you because he's your worker. But if you're paying him for the job, then he's getting paid for his own work. And his work that he's doing, making the item, if he does it on Shabbos, that's to his benefit, the non-Jew's benefit. The Jew couldn't care less whether or not he's working on Shabbos. He's not working on Shabbos for the Jew. If he's your worker to work on Shabbos, then he's working for you on Shabbos, if he's a day worker. But if he's being paid by the job, he's not working for you on Shabbos. He's working for you to do the job. He doesn't have to do it on Shabbos. His doing it on Shabbos is what's called, he's avid lenafshe. The non-Jew is working for himself, not for the Jew. And that's why it's okay. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, and Yud Dalid. Litein Begadav, he can give his clothes to the laundromat. V'hu adin l'sharei melachos. The same would apply to all melachos. You can give it to a non-Jew as long as it is giving it to him to do the job. Not as what's called a day worker. You know what it's called in Hebrew? A schir yom. Not a schir yom, but what is it called when you're paid for the job? With a kuf? A kablon. If it's kablonus, then it is okay. Vahatam, what's the reason? Dekevan, dekatz of lo damim. Bi'ad Malachto, since they set a price for the job, Ve'eno Makvid Alav, and the Jew is not Makvid. The Jew couldn't care less. Sheyasenu, take it, that he does it right away on Shabbos. So therefore, too, when he goes ahead and he got the Yom Shabbos, when he works and does the job on Shabbos, even though it's Malacha, the non-Jew, Abdaite Denavshe Ka'avid, he's doing it for his own needs, his own purpose. He wants to finish the job, get it over with, so he can go, you know, to the baseball game on Sunday. L'mayer Lahash L'malachto. He wants to finish up his work. He doesn't want to work on Sunday. He wants to finish it up on Saturday. The non-Jew works on Saturday. We ain't going to work on Saturday. He wants to work on Saturday. That's his own job. Yud Gimel. Samach l'chashecha. He can even give it to him right before Shabbos. Right before Shabbos. Except, but once again, the non-Jew, if he's giving it to him, and if it's something that he's taking out of the Jew's house, so he has to give it to him with enough time for the non-Jew to take it out of the house before Shabbos. This is for the reasons we saw in the previous sip. So this is very practical. A person can go ahead and bring a car to the mechanic right before Shabbos. As long as you don't tell him, I want it back right after Shabbos. He's getting paid for the job. Test bug. B'tovas. Oh. Oshiyasa osam, last case. Oshiyasa osam b'tovas hana'a. B'ushalo yomar lo lasos b'Shabbos. As long as the non-Jew did not tell the non-Jew to do it on Shabbos, if the non-Jew volunteers to do it, the job for the Jew, he can give it to him right before Shabbos. Why is that okay? So look at the Mishnah Berurah. Why is that okay? Hainu shenisratzei yudid lasos lo b'chinam. If the non-Jew wants to do this work for the Jew for free, v'amrinan, the reason why it's going to be okay if he volunteers to do it for free, because amrinan demistama hu b'shvil eiza tova sha'asalo ayisrael mitzchila. We say that really there is a payment here. You know what the payment is? If he's volunteering to do it for free, the guy's only doing it for free because there must have been something good that the Jew did for him in lieu of that. The Al-Kain, therefore, adaite denavshe ka'avid, it's viewed as if the non-Jew is doing it for himself, as long as the Jew does not tell him, lo yomar lo lasos b'Shabbos, so too, if he says to the laundromat, I need it right away on Motzei Shabbos. He goes to Rotel, he sent me yad on Motzei Shabbos, right? You tell the mechanic, for example, I need my car right after Shabbos. And you give it to him right before Shabbos. That's going to be asr afilu katsatz. Even if he sets payment for the job. Why? Since the non-Jew cannot finish it, unless he actually worked with it on Shabbos, it's a big job. It's like he's telling the laundromat, or example I gave, the mechanic, to go ahead and do the laundry or fix the car on Shabbos. And therefore, it's like you're setting him up as your shliach to work for you on Shabbos. Adkan.